This is JIS News. Coming up, public urged to submit views on proposed toll charges for North-South Highway. Central Treasury Management System saving government millions. And Prime Minister encourages students sitting GSAT exams. The details after this message.
We help you get there.
If you are a small business owner and you need a loan to build your business, but you just don't have enough collateral to borrow all you need, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you by guaranteeing part of the loan for you. Ask your financial institution about the DBJ's Credit Enhancement Facility.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. The Ministry of Transport and Mining is inviting members of the public to submit in writing their views on the proposed toll charges for the new North-South Link of Highway 2000. Persons have until Monday, March 21, to submit their recommendations. The ministry on Wednesday published the proposed rates for different legs of the new 66-kilometer highway, which runs from Caymanas in St. Catherine to Maumee Bay, St. Anne. The suggested rate for Class 3 vehicles, including buses and trucks, traveling the entire stretch of the highway leg is $3,700. For Class 2 vehicles, such as large sport utility vehicles, the rate to use the same stretch of road is $2,450, while the suggested fee for Class 1 vehicles, such as motor cars is $1,220. Director of Public Relations and Communications in the Ministry, Vando Palma, says the proposed charges are not final.
The motoring public and other Jamaicans do have a chance to express their views as to whether they think the rates are okay or they may think they are exorbitant. Those views will then be taken into consideration, and if they are overwhelmingly significant, then the toll authority will then make a decision whether to reduce the rates or to keep them as they are.
Submissions should be sent to the toll authority at 11A to 15 Oxford Road, 3rd floor, Kingston 5, or email tollauthority@mtwh.gov.jm. The Commission for the Prevention of Corruption, CPC, is moving for the imposition of a mandatory fine for public sector employees who fail to file their statutory declaration of assets, liabilities, and income. Secretary and Chairman at the CPC, David Gray, says persons can be fined up to a maximum of $200,000 or face imprisonment for 2 years under the Corruption Prevention Act.
What the Commission has asked for in an amendment is that a mandatory fine be imposed as a means of reducing the court load. The aim is make it an administrative fine. Where there is a continued failure, you move that one to court.
In the meantime, Mr. Gray is reminding public sector workers to file their statutory declaration before the March 31 deadline. Accountant General Carlene Murdoch is reporting that the government has been saving some $750,000 per day since implementing its Central Treasury Management System, CTMS, in 2012. The CTMS has allowed the government to replace the bank accounts for all ministries, departments, and agencies, MDAs, with one account at the Bank of Jamaica entitled the Treasury Single Account. All payments and cash disbursements required by MDAs are disbursed from the Treasury Single Account, managed by the Accountant General's Department. The single account system is reaping considerable savings by avoiding banking charges and miscellaneous fees.
We did an exercise recently and we found that a check could cost anywhere near $250 per check. And this is outside of the banking fees. And so if you multiply that by 3,000 transactions per day, you can appreciate the volume of savings that we are realizing in this new system.
And Prime Minister Andrew Holness is extending best wishes to students across Jamaica sitting the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT on Thursday, March 17 and Friday, March 18. The Prime Minister on Wednesday entertained several GSAT candidates at the office of the Prime Minister in Kingston as he sought to allay any fear or anxiety they had regarding the exams. Mr. Holness is also urging parents to support their children as they undergo what can sometimes be a stressful examination exercise. A total of of 39,129 students, 18,875 boys and 20,254 girls will sit the GSAT today and tomorrow in 1,090 centers across the island. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.